It took another few weeks and the work of another detective to track her down. After giving him up, Joanne had married his biological father, Abdul Fattah John Jandali, and they had another child, Mona. Jandali abandoned them 5 years later, and Joanne married a colorful ice skating instructor, George Simpson. That marriage didn't last long either, and in 1970 she began a meandering journey that took her and Mona, both of them now using the last name Simpson, to Los Angeles. Jobs had been reluctant to let Paul and Clara, whom he considered his real parents, know about his search for his birth mother. With a sensitivity that was unusual for him, and which showed the deep affection he felt for his parents, he worried that they might be offended. So he never contacted Joanne Simpson until after Clara Jobs died in early 1986. "I never wanted them to feel like I didn't consider them my parents, because they were totally my parents," he recalled. "I loved them so much that I never wanted them to know of my search, and I even had reporters keep it quiet when any of them found out." When Clara died, he decided to tell Paul Jobs, who was perfectly comfortable, and said he didn't mind at all if Steve made contact with his biological mother. So one day Jobs called Joanne Simpson, said who he was, and arranged to come down to Los Angeles to meet her.